When we unleashed this new hook, Hospitly dropped and we managed to get over 10,000 people to sign up for the webinar with just one ad. Hi, and welcome to the Founders Go Naked podcast, the show that helps six-figure high-ticket coaches who hate marketing scale their business to seven figures and beyond with webinars. In this episode, I'm going to review seven ways you can hook your prospect to sign up for your webinar. So, if you're doing any ads for webinars, you're going to realize that no matter what niche you're operating in, you're going to have a lot of competition. And that's why vanilla ads or generic ads are just not going to cut it. Because you're not only competing with your competitors, you're also competing with cute cats and guys and girls with six packs. So you need your ads to stand out on newsfeed and grab people's attention. And that's where it's important to know how to craft a hook. Because if you don't know how to craft a hook, people are not going to stop scrolling and you're going to miss out on their attention and they're not going to sign up for your webinar. But before I get to that, let me quickly give credit where it's due. I got this hook ideas from Keith Kranz, who is one of my mentors that I've been following for over 7 years. So let's jump into my top seven favorite marketing hooks for high-ticket coaches. The first one is news jacking or trend jacking. And this one is about finding out what topics and news that everybody's talking about and piggybacking on it. One example is where we used the popular Netflix show called Money Heist, and we created a hook based on that for an investment webinar. The hook was along the lines of, if you want to get rich with the banks, you don't need to plan a money heist. Why not check out my 100% legal system for getting rich with the bank's money? The amazing thing about this hook is that we have been running this ad for over a year on YouTube and it's still performing. That is the power of a good hook. So have a think. What is trending in your industry or in popular culture that you can relate back to your webinar? You can check out Google Trends to find out what's trending right now. And you can hop on to TikTok to also find out what is trending, what are the popular hashtags on TikTok. This will give you some insight as to what kind of things are currently trending. The second hook that I'm going to introduce to you that's very effective is called a pattern interrupt. So what is a pattern interrupt? It's something that's completely unexpected. For example, we used a technique for a client where we got him to dress up as a woman and made it quite humorous. The hook was a way to get people to consider the rising cost of living and why getting a side hustle income is important. When we unleashed this new hook, our cost per lead dropped by over 60%. And we managed to get over 12,000 people to sign up for the webinar with this one ad over a two-month period. In fact, I just went to a live workshop lately. And when I mentioned that I was in charge of the marketing for this coach, everybody was telling me how they remember that ad from almost 2 years ago and how much they loved it. Now, you don't need to get dressed in the opposite sex, but you can find other ways to do pattern interrupts, like being controversial or doing something that's totally unexpected.
But if you are controversial, won't you get people hating your ad?
Great question, Doubting Debbie. Actually, this comes back to knowing your ideal target market. So for example, if you know that your ideal target audience are conservative males and you take a controversial stance that masculinity is at risk of being destroyed, you will get them buying in. However, if you take a controversial stance that says most of the problems in the world are caused by male masculinity, then you will probably lose them. That's why I keep on saying it's so important to know who you're marketing to and who your ideal target market is. So let's dive into hook number three. Hook number three is what I call the transformation. This is about sharing your personal transformation story. I'm sure you've seen this all the time, like how I went from staying in the basement of my parents' house to living in a penthouse within 12 months using this XYZ system. And look, it doesn't mean you have to be flat broke and living on the street before you turning things around. In fact, one of our clients was a high-income executive with a multinational company. Her transformation was because she didn't have the time or energy to take care of her family, so she decided to take up stock trading. By talking about her transformation story, we have managed to help this client build a multi-seven-figure coaching business. So at this point, I would like to ask you, does your story demonstrate a transformation that many of your target audience would want to see in their own lives? If so, this may be a good hook. The fourth hook is to inform people of a new idea. One of our more successful examples is how we inform the market that you don't have to look at charts and graphs to do currency trading effectively, because you can use AI to help you automate the trades. Now, the new idea here is that you can use AI to make your trades more profitable, which was new at that time. And this got a lot of people interested to sign up for the webinar. And sometimes it doesn't need to be completely brand new. Sometimes you can repackage things so that it comes across as a new idea. Like recently, we repackaged a law of attraction webinar as an ancient Chinese manifestation technique that's over 2,000 years old and was used by generals and emperors in ancient China. Now, this repackaged new idea helped us to successfully double our client's ROAS in his latest webinar. So, is there anything you can do to repackage your webinar so that it comes across as a new idea? Because if you can come up with a way to do this, you will attract a lot more people to your webinars. Hook number six I'd like to share with you is called the Big Promise. This is where you make a claim that is almost outrageous, but not overly exaggerated. For example, one thing you could say is like how I changed my speech habits and started getting promoted more often, or how to learn a new language in 7 days using the power of your subconscious mind. In both these examples, it's on the borderline of being unbelievable, but yet your prospects just might think it's possible. Now, one instance where we use this effectively is when we came up with this hook, which is serial entrepreneur comes up with a formula to start and launch a profitable business in under 30 days. In this case, starting and launching a new profitable business in 30 days or less sounds like a stretch, and yet it's kind of within the realms of possibility. This hook attracted people who wanted to start a business the faster way. So what big promise can you make with your webinar? Now, the final hook I want to share is the credibility hook. The credibility hook uses what you or your students have achieved in order to get people's attention. For example, if I were to advertise my agency, I would use a hook like, after generating 1.5 million webinar signups with our ads, here are three things you need to know about marketing webinars. So as you can see, I've built in the 1.5 million webinar signups as the credibility. One of our clients who teaches sales techniques uses this hook. The simple tweak to my sales strategy that helped me to generate multiple eight figures in closed deals within 12 months. By saying it this way, he does not come across so much as bragging, but instead, it builds curiosity about this new sales strategy and at the same time, gives him credibility that he has closed tens of millions in sales. So what results have you produced in the past for your clients or for yourself? And can you use this as a credibility hook to get people's attention? So there you have it, folks. Seven proven hooks that's going to help you mesmerize your prospects so they cannot resist but to stop the scroll. And if there's a final tip, I would say that you need to test your hooks. In fact, we often test 10, 20, 30 hooks to find out what works best. But if you start generating hooks with the seven strategies I mentioned in this podcast, I promise you, you will start getting more attention and have more people signing up to your webinar. So in the next episode, we're going to talk about some of the common marketing mistakes that coaches make that are causing their webinars to be unprofitable. This is an episode you don't want to miss because you can have lots of people signing up for your webinar and you might even have a killer webinar, but yet you are just breaking even. So head on over and watch the next episode now.